We were leaving the Ark when Jesper hailed Edward over the radio, inquiring his whereabouts and if he'd seen me. We're headed your direction now, along with Marco. Jesper's voice warbled incoherently through the speaker. What was that? Edward responded. Come back. A few seconds later, we entered the tunnel and heard, Does she have Ray's sat phone? He faced me and I tapped the laptop bag hanging from my shoulder. She sure does. Good, that's our only hope of getting out now. I stopped beside Edward, who froze and turned his head like rusty clockwork. His worried gaze relayed what I asked aloud. What does that mean? Jesper. Jesper? Come back. There was nothing but fuzz over the radio waves. We glanced at each other, shortly depleted of words and effort. Our silence presumed T had either remained belligerent about coming out or had refused to shut off the jammer. Marco crept closer and placed his hand on Edward's back, corroborating our third unspoken assumption. We continued lethargically, but then hastened gradually for the side door stairwell. At the top of the landing, Edward decided he would proceed onward with the treatment. Before he departed, I removed my laptop bag, slipped the strap over his head and onto his shoulder, and he barreled upward for the library.